in this place this morning. We can sense your presence. We know you're here. And yeah, like Krista said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Freedom from all sickness and disease. Freedom from all bondages. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, as we look into your word this morning, I just pray by the power of your Holy Spirit that you would touch every heart in this place. And people, even people watching online. There is no time limit. There is no distance limit with God. He is there with you. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that your word is alive. It has transforming power. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, it's been amazing already, huh? And half of my sermon's been preached anyway. Like Krista and Kevin and everybody else, but that's fine. That's obviously God wants us to hear that. I just wanted to start with this morning. I just wanted to, Joe, can you bring that out? On the 12th of July, we've been doing a discipleship course. We've been going through this book, What the Bible Actually Teaches. And some people have been doing it. It was supposed to be for 26 weeks, but with all the lockdowns, it's taken us 2 years. We're finally getting through it. And we're going to start again fresh on the 12th of July. So if you're interested in doing that, just register your name at the front. So I actually wanted to speak about the importance, like it says, what the Bible actually teaches. If you're interested and you want to have a look at what subjects we go through, it is really quite interesting. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved, how long you've been a Christian, we will learn something out of it. You can never, you can never get everything out. Every time you look into God's word, he's going to speak to you. Every time. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved. It'll be something new and it'll be something that will relate to you at that time because it's alive. It's alive. It's not just a book that was written and that's it. It was put down and that's it. Every time you open it, the word is alive. It is just as relevant today as it was when it was written. Amen? So what I felt God saying to me about this was that we need to go from being followers of Jesus to being disciples. Because Jesus said, go and make disciples, not just followers. And you might say, what's the difference? What's the difference? Well, in John 6:66, and some versions will say disciples or some will say followers. But it said that when Jesus started to speak to them about things which they couldn't understand and things which were a little tough to handle and a bit too much, it says that the followers turned around and walked away. And then Jesus said to his disciples, now, do you want to walk away as well? And they said, I love what Peter said, Lord, where would we go? Where would we go? You have the words of eternal life. And that's the difference. A follower, when the going gets tough, will walk away. A true disciple will hang on there and know the truth. Like Krista shared, when Jesus sets you free, you'll be free indeed. I was going to share in John 8:31-32, where he says, If you truly are my disciples, you will know the truth and the truth. If you abide in my word, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. We all need to know the truth of God's word. It is important because you hear so many opinions. A lot of what we hear nowadays are people's opinions, and if you don't agree with me, well, then you're wrong. That's what we hear. The only real truth is in here. Whenever you're not sure, go back to the word. Always go back to the word. That is the thing that will never change. It has not changed in all these years. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. That is something that is stable. It is stable forever. It always was, it always will be. There is such power when God speaks a word. Look, he just spoke the word and it was. The earth came into being. Everything came into being just by his word. And it still is going. It is still alive. It is still working now. Amen. Now, what I really felt was, okay, there is a lot of deception. And Jesus said to beware of deception. Beware that even the elect could be deceived. Right? He said that's Matthew 24:24, if you want to put it up there. Beware of the deception. Because there's, like I said, there's always going to be things which are half-truth, and that's what the enemy does. He gives you half a truth so that you actually think that, okay, he could be right, that could be right, but it's not the truth. Half a truth is not good enough. I heard someone say once, that one of their friends said to him, he'd been getting some lessons, some pilot lessons. And he said to his friend after a few lessons, he said, hey, you know what? I can almost land this plane. And his friend turned around and said, you know what, mate? Almost is not good enough. Yeah? Almost is not good enough. So that's the importance. It is really important. And 1 Peter 5:8-9 says that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Now, who can he devour? Now, I believe there's lots of people that he can devour. One, the ones that isolate themselves. Okay, now I'm not talking about isolation for COVID. That's a different thing. Please stay home if you've got COVID. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just isolating yourself from the body of Christ. Okay? We all need each other. And really, why? You may say, why? Why do I need to be there? I know Jesus, that's it. No. We strengthen each other. We encourage each other. When somebody comes out and shares something, a testimony or a word or something, it might just hit you. And that's the revelation of God. And that's God speaking to you. And that's God wanting you to know what he is saying to you. And the whole aim of this is to go from just being a follower to being a true disciple that is not going to go away, that is not going to, no matter how tough the going gets, and you can be sure life gives you tough situations, true? Is there anyone here that has never been through a tough situation? Life is not always easy. But it's those times like that when we get into the Word and we hang on to that Word and we do not let it go, because if God said it, then it is. And it's never going to change. It's never going to change. And God doesn't just want... You see, we go from... The thing with a lot of us now, if you never knew any, if you never had any religion in your life, well, great. That's probably better. Because if you've come from a religious background, it is harder to let go. It's taken me years, because I grew up in this lovely little church which had all the sacraments and everything, but I didn't know Jesus. I never realised that you could have a relationship with Jesus. I never knew that. Even as a small child, I went to church and everything, and I heard a lot, but I never realised that I could actually have a personal relationship with Jesus. Never. It wasn't until after I was saved that I realised, when the time came, when I was saved, I thought, wow, He is really a personal God that wants relationship with us. So we need to go from religion to relationship with Him. He wants a personal relationship with us. He wants us to know Him. He's not hiding from us. And how are we going to know Him? Through His Word.
That's right.
Through sitting in His presence.
Yes.
So being in His presence in times like this, in being in His presence alone and praying and worship, we get to know our God. We get to know with everything that was written in here that it's for us, that we can look at it and go, yeah, that's right. That's for me. That is for me. And a lot of us go through, in Joshua 1:3, I think it was, it says, God said to them, every step that you walk on this land is yours. Right? You know, they only took a third of the land of what God was intending to give them. That's all they ended up taking, a third of the land. And you know what? I think a lot of us are no different. There is so much that God wants to give us. There is so much He wants to show us. There is so much still hidden away, and we've only taken a little portion of it. It's like we take a cup full when God has an ocean there.
Amen. Glory.
He wants to take us from religion to relationship to revelation. Because it's when we get into that relationship with Him that we can start getting that revelation, that He will start to speak to us and show us things that we never knew. He promises us that. And it's amazing. He wants to take us from that just deception to the truth. all the lies that the enemy has fed us for years and years. And I mean, if you were saved as a child and maybe you didn't get that much, but I was not. I think I was 27 by the time I was saved. And yeah, that was a long time ago, but yeah. And there'd been all those years of lies that you pick up, things that you gather up in your mind, and you believe those lies about you, and the enemy continues to prove to you that the lies are the truth. But God wants to take us from all that into His truth. He wants us to know what He says about us, what He thinks about us, how much He loves us. How much more can He love us than to give us His own Son, than to sacrifice His own Son? That is perfect love. That is a love that we will never truly understand. But He wants relationship with us. He did it because He wanted us back to Himself. He wanted us back as His children, where the devil had stolen so much. And do you know what? With this deception thing, unless we know, like Krista said, if you know the truth is going to set you free. And when the Son sets you free indeed. You truly are free. But you know, there's a story about, and this is true, that when the slave trade ended in America, these farmers got together. And because they had all the slaves working in their fields, on their farms, they all got together and they went, uh-oh, what are we going to do? Who's going to work? They're free now. They're all going to walk away and we're not going to have any workers here. And one of them stood up and said, I know, don't tell them. Don't tell them the truth. And I think a lot of us are like that. That because we don't know the truth, because we still don't know, or we don't act as if we've been set free, we are still being captive, held captive by the enemy. Even though we've been saved, there's still all these lies, these things that we're bound with because of the deception. Well, I just wanted to share today the importance, and I'm just sharing my heart. I had written a whole lot of stuff, but really I'm just sharing from my heart that we need, like this says, to learn what the Bible actually teaches. Because when we know that, when we have that relationship with God, when he starts to give us that revelation, and when we start to get into His presence and just start to enjoy His presence and start to just hear what He's got to say to us, and it's two-way communication. It's not just us, yak, 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 I want this, I want that, I want that, or I've got this problem, that problem. We need to sit there and just listen to what He has to say. And when we have that, it brings us such security, such confidence, such peace, such joy, no matter what we're surrounded with. You can have that. There can be a storm going on around you, but because of that, because of you have that stability with God, you can be secure. I just believe today that God just wants to heal some broken hearts. And I don't know if I'm speaking to someone out there, but I keep getting this as I'm speaking. There's broken hearts, whether you're online or whether you're here, that God wants to heal you today. So at the end of the service, please come out, or anyone that wants prayer, come out and we'll pray for you. And I know Pastor Larry wants to say some things as well. So I think I'll just leave it at that today.
Thanks, Jim.